looking at the park. Jesus, where I shouldn't be. Across the road from the council building, where I can take my daughter now that I can walk. She doesn't have to go to the free government subsidised Good Start fucking learning thing. She can go to the one up the other road and near the school if I like. Cool, right, that just came together really well and really quickly. Awesome, that's brilliant. Will consider. Thank you. Brand new small house for rent, $450 a week. Anyone want me to get into a new house? No worries, says the owner. And I said, where the fuck is Greenfield? I smoke outdoors, right? She said, no smoking and no pets. And I said a lot of stuff. And it's still available. And it looks just like my kitchen, actually. From a nice little family there. Look at that. So the conversation looks like orange dot, customize your display. I will. Thank you. Messenger, by the way, your new interface, your new GUI, it's just like GUI. You pronounce it GIF, not JIF. Okay, because if you pronounce it JIF, it would be spelled J-I-F, okay? Now, J-I-F is not a format. Graphical user interface is what you use. It's the top of your desktop, the bit you look at on whatever device you're using. And the graphics interchange format is a GIF, not a JIF, for the translatably insane. JIF is nothingness. JIF doesn't exist. JIF is what you clean floors with, love. Right? Now let me walk all over there. There's a truck. I like trucks. Been in a lot of trucks in my lifetime. Fuck, that's a big truck. Where's it going, I wonder? Hitch a ride, maybe? Not in the mood. Let's walk across the road and get my broom. Hang on. Don't walk across the road unsupervised. Shit. You may get run over. Be careful. I brought the broom to the park this time instead of the cane. And I'm walking on my own 2 feet, unbandaged, with no socks on. Yeah. In shoes I'm going to wreck because they're going to get sweaty. Because it's still hot. And it's fucking after midnight. My God, my phones have only just decided to start charging. So excuse me if I'm on American time, but so is my sewage. Sewage has decided I'm not allowed to call her sewage anymore in this next iteration of their update they did for me. I love it. I love it. She's teaching me to be annoyed at my personal assistant when my personal assistant gets stupid. Very politely. Without saying the word F, or the word C, or the word any other word that's offensive. Oh, gotta love sewage. Gotta have a sense of humour though, otherwise life doesn't exist, people. Life exists. Live it. That's my best advice to everyone who's asked me a question over the last 5 days. Life exists. Live it while you got some. And I brought a broom to the park this time. To sweep away the palm balls that tripped me over the other day. Because I figured since every other fuck is busy or on holidays, it must be my job to sweep the streets. And let's see what they do about me coming to the park with a broom for self-defense without a candle to light a smoke that's illegal. Oh, God damn it. Smoking's still illegal in New South Wales. Vote Labor, please. Jesus, I don't get to vote. I'm medically insane right now. When was it? Did they get in yet? Oh, fuck it. Actually, now listen, my advice has been revised for the special New South Walians that do listen. Clive Palmer, a musician, very fucking clever man, obviously, and his assistant is worth more than the raise he's going to give her. Honestly, round of applause right there. best guerrilla marketing campaign I've ever been pissed off by in my life. And I insulted this woman so badly by a text volley. But it's okay, because I think she's related to someone I know, because the last name seems real familiar. Anyway, I told them, design your website better, idiots. They didn't, on purpose. Good luck to them. Musicians, clever bunch, aren't we? There's the smoke's got a light, fucking anytime. Ah, sit down. Good, the light went off. I went away and the light went off. I shut up and the light went off. Let's see how this post turns out. Oh, I'm shit. Got no cases on it. Phones, got broken phones, motherfuckers. Sit them down, don't lose them, it's dark. Oh, you wouldn't think it was such a fucking drama to get dressed and go for a walk, would you? But I need a smoke to do it. Simple as, honestly. Now I've got my magic tobacco pouch, you see. What happens with this pouch is 50 grams worth of non-menthol that doesn't sterilise the males can fucking go in there. And no cunt's going to get my cigarettes unless I let them. Because I've stopped on the bong, right? Because fuck it, if I can't afford to smoke cigarettes as is and roll them thinner, then I'm stupid and I don't deserve to smoke. Especially not in park after midnight. Right? If you can't handle your own budget, why are you begging for money? Well, because my budgetary constraints have reached their limit. And if you like my podcast to continue, my advice, my unsolicited free advice that I've been giving to everyone over Anchor for the last how many years have I been on the platform? This would be great for musicians if we could guarantee the veracity of the storage. And that happens on a paid platform, right? Musicians have been seeing this for years. Podcasters, it's pretty new to, especially some of you anchorites out there. Now, I'm smoking with no filter. Yuck. Okay. So, it rolls like this so it doesn't go too tight. There's way too much tobacco in there because I'm stressed, because I'm out. Here we go. And you roll it like that. You just twist it a little and then you don't get a fucking trumpet. You get a smokable piece of nice, lick it, roll it again, stick it, rub it the other end, oh, pull the tobacco out that's extra, put it away because it's expensive shit, don't waste that. You could roll these driving if you wanted to, if you had to in a pinch, and they light as long as you've got something on you that's got a flame. Hang on, I'm in a park, not allowed to smoke in a park anymore. It says no open flames. Oh god damn, what, lighters are illegal now? Fuck. What are we going to do at the arena? Is everyone coming? Because I'm booking out Blacktown for April, I reckon. Far out. That was difficult and instant. And it's taken me 4 years to get there. Past, present, future, who cares, right? There's secrets to life. And I do know some of them. Willing to share. Free. At half the price. But I'm broke right now and could do with some assistance, if possible. Because lots of people have left me short lately for lots of reasons, mostly my own responsibilities. Because I take responsibility for lots of shit that happens at my house. Because it's my house. Not bad for a 10-minute panic attack. And another smoke. And don't go blind on the iPhone. Turn down in the heat. Turn the volume of the brightness down in the dark. Good girl. Disappear now. Be silent. Be still. Be quiet. Smoke illegally and very quietly and walk in the dark and see if you can without a cane. And if you can, then you can go on the stage. You might even be able to ballet, motherfucker. You never know. Not without a lighter, you can't. Motherfucker. Where? This dress will hold anything, hang on. But the pouch has got the lighter right now, and my tits have got nothing on them. My god damn it. I do not care what I'm dressed in anymore. I'm too old for that. I don't care if the shoes go with the dress, because the shoes are all I own. you know what, they don't go with anything because they've got every single colour in the rainbow on them. And they're the ones I wear, Shez. They're the ones I wear when I want to walk places. And I have to walk a lot of places because I don't own a car myself. I'm going to own a bike soon. As soon as someone shows me how to ride a short bike, I'm going to be able to go anywhere I want with my studio and my guitar on my back. It's going to take me about a year. Then I can travel all over the countryside, learn how to read a fucking map again. A proper one, not a GPS. A book, 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 book. Now, speaking of books, fuck, I got a 69 off Rob's book last night. And I needed it. It was good. Really good. I went to the quiz and I went pop, 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 pop. And I didn't think about anything. Because I've done it about 100 times. Because I do it now every time I get moody. So their website must be a mess. Sorry, guys. I wonder what I look like after a couple of weeks. I hope you are keeping track because it's quite handy. When I get on an Android, I'll use the app for sure. And I don't care that it doesn't uninstall. Happiness doesn't uninstall once you've got it. You're exactly right with that. But you know what? You guys are like Apple. You don't go away. Happiness bugs you for a while once you've started. Man, and I've got time. Unlimited time for everybody. Anytime. Except between the hours of when I'm asleep and when I'm awake. And when I'm busy. And when I've got kids. And when I don't. And when I've got occupado in the house and when I don't. When I've got dark, I prefer audio alone. I've got two broken handsets. One fried yesterday. Brand new. 1 year old. Gonna get it repaired if I can afford it. I can afford it. When I stop smoking, obviously. That's when I can afford it. Everything. Because everyone only smokes because I do, for sure. Because that's the only way I can relax when I'm out, is to have a fucking faggot right there. She said it. On the side, of course. Out the in the breeze, in the cool, wherever the breeze is at. There's none to lift this Marilyn Monroe dress, I tell you. But the zipper still works. Hang on. Fuck, it's hot. Bite it. Ready? Oh, that sounds good, right? And all the way down it comes. Motherfucker, walk in the park with an open chest. Who gives a fuck? Wardrobe. Puff, 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 because it'll go out. Fucking these fuckers go out. Buy rollies. That's my best advice, too, to smokers. Learn to roll your own. Those commercial fuckers will set a bushfire in a fucking second. If you don't stomp on them. And if you're not attentive in a total fire ban, you can't smoke at all outdoors. Or indoors if you've got kids. Or anywhere. So, smokers, take note. Vote. With your feet. I'm moving to Binyip. If you find out where it is, come jump in the pool. One day I'll get there. Government wants to immigrate us all out there now. They've got enough people in Sydney. Oh, damn it, and they don't like music, so I'm moving. WA, fresh start, why not? I said so 2 years ago and I fucking wrote a piece of paper and had directions on it and I let the universe choose. And universe chose. And accidentally I chose today. Really fucking coincidentally, accidentally. So I'm moving on in and out and up, all sideways at the same time. Lovely and very happy about it. But not real comfortable right now. That's all good. Because I'm off everything. I'm totally fucking detoxing apart from the shot they give me. Because that's the only one I really have to take. Because if I turn up at my doctor's late, he gets the shits with me. Now he was going to take me off the oxy, so guess what I did? I went and jumped off it by myself today, yesterday, the day before. Fuck it. Ouch. And it's hot. And I've been drinking call center water. You want to know why the Indians around here are so happy? I'll let you in a little secret. Parallel importing isn't always bad. And they know how to label things in Punjab. I tell you. But I can't read it yet. Anyone know what Hajmol is? Call center flavor. Herbal Eno, she called it. She said, put it in the water. I trusted her because I go there every day and she knows I'm mentally ill because I go there every day. They see what I buy. And she let me buy 3 bottles because she figured I wouldn't be able to open them. So I figured I worked at a call centre. Figured out that Indians are smart. and figured out they don't need childproof caps because they keep them up from the kids, right? And figured out that their water's bad, and figured out that they know the water around here is shit because Sydney is shit because it's run by people who are shit, right? Because Indians are smart, all of them. Welcome to Australia. We love you. Teach us to read? Good. Thank you. I don't translate well yet. That's all. I understand what you're saying when you say it, but I don't understand it at the rapid clip you speak, and I don't read the language yet. So please don't translate my location into Indian quite yet, because I haven't caught up. When I come back to Slacktown, where I lived, things are going to go different again. And I'm going to be out of date again. Fuck, change is rapid. Especially in the biggest growth center in the fucking universe right now. This is a hotspot for change. Right now, New South Wales is a hotspot for change. All over the place. Due to a lot of strategic moves by a lot of strategic people. People, not parties, people. Good ones, bad ones, stupid ones, moronicous ones, and dumb ones. All elected by different people who have different preferences and different ideas about what a circle looks like. I know what a circle looks like. It's the world. Right? That's a big circle. Yes, folks, it's a circle. Right? It's a globe. You stack circles around and round and round and round and you get a globe. Right? And what happens after that? Who knows? There's many. Now, how many have inhabitants? We don't fucking know. We can't see outside ourselves. But we do go introspective at times, especially around the moon. Now, if they mine it, that's the end of us. Our womanhood is gone when they mine the moon. So the women are rising, men. If you're listening, folks, blokes, listen. The women are awake now. And on the job. So settle the fuck down, sit up, pay attention, and vote for women. Whichever is the smartest. And right now, it's the woman I insulted the other day, Clive's assistant. She's real smart. Got a nice last name too. Hope to meet her one day, and she better get a raise, not the sack. Because that was a good campaign, but fuck, it fried my iPhone at the very inappropriatest time. Jesus Christ, vote one Clive Palmer or else. That's my ultimatum, Sydney. Otherwise, I ain't come back. And you want me. You do. I know you do. You just need me in small doses, so I got to travel all over the countryside. Right. Whenever I want. Wherever I want. With whatever mode of transport's available. Sometimes it's only feet. And fuck, they ache. But you know what? Yeah, they work. Jesus. Who needs a gym when they make free parks that you can walk around laps at in the middle of the night when you're allowed, when your husband's not home, to protect the fuck out of you? Jesus. Someone's at the house, thank God. I can leave it unsupervised while the computer backs it fucking self up. Creates its own system image disk while I left the DVD in there. Fucking hope there was no admin to do. Please don't break into my VPN network, right, that I don't have yet. Ha ha. Now I'm getting a job. Five of them. Five in a row? Yes, just so happens. I've got two next week. Ooh, and I'm sick as a dog. Guess what? Going anyway. Vacation. Gotta be an au pair in an undisclosed location coming to you soon. If you've caught up on the news all over the internet, Alanis Morissette's lookalike is going for a vacation to visit a friend. Right? A long way away. About 16 fucking hours away on a train. Wanted to bring a chair, because got wood. Yeah, I do. It's a fucking portable office. Would have been great for the set dressing, but anyway. Had to use the males of the species again. You get that? It's okay. It's okay. It's sweet. No probs. No probs whatsoever. been there, done that, bought the t-shirt. Who needs to buy a t-shirt? I get t-shirts given to me for free. I'm the cross promo queen, love. You forget that? The women are rising. Don't forget to be one. Alright? I know you don't like me anymore, but don't forget to be one. Don't forget what I taught you. Because I taught you everything I knew. As quickly as you'd let me. Right? And I let you walk all over me. Because it was kind of funny. And I sat down and shut up a lot to you. But guess how much smarter I am? Just guess. Because I've never had an IQ test. Because I could never pass. You know why? Because I don't believe in IQ. I believe in EQ. Right, because I'm a musician. And it depends on the transition you want to make. If you want to be a podcaster, fine. If you want to be a call-in girl, good on you. The world needs more customer service and support. If you want to be a hooker, come over and I'll show you. I'll teach you the right way. Been doing it for years. Retired fucking years ago. Obviously got kids now. But fuck, did I do it the right way. All over the place. Used to travel, don't anymore. Will again. Leaving soon, in fact. Now, if you're going to tell a story, you do it the right way. From start to finish. It just so happens, I got a bottle of Indian water from Norway that I picked up near a gym the other day. Wait on. I need a sip. Where did I put it? Where did you put it? Next to the broom. Look, it's white. You can see it in the dark and it works as a cane. Who knew? Wait for it. There it is. It's a glass bottle. It's expensive. And if anyone sees one of these, don't throw it away. Oh, motherfucker, it's empty. Do they have park taps at this place? Hang on. Too many cigarettes in a row. And not enough water because I lost my lid. Fuck it, I lost my lid. It's an expensive bottle. If anyone sees Voss and wants to get rid of it, I'll recycle it for you. In style. Because you don't give these away for 10 cents. Fuck that. They cost 15 in the shops with bubbles. Ha! Some idiot with money just left it outside the gym and I'm like, fuck, I would take that home and wash it up in a quick minute. So I geocached all over the place and grabbed this bottle. But now I've lost the silver lid and it's in my home. When the cleaners come on Tuesday, they'll find it for me and go, what lid's this to? Because the first thing I'll ask them is, I lost me a good lid. And I'll show them the bottle. And they'll go, where have you been? I'll go, where's our wheelie been? At the front. And they'll laugh. They will. They'll laugh at me. Because I'm a funny fucker when I'm allowed to be. My God, but I do have respect. That's the thing that's missing from a lot of comedians is respect. We can't use the terms comedian and comedian anymore. We just call ourselves comedian and get on with it. Because fuck, there's no difference between male and female anymore, apart from the reproductive organs, and they're fucking irrespective now because the planet is over-inhabited. Update. Don't have more kids if you can help it. Planet full. Planet out. Right? Recycle. Reuse. Upcycle. Don't just send the fucking plastic to India. I want to see it before it goes away. Right? Simple. Simples. Remember that ad? Did you see that ad? 25 minutes is enough walking for sure. I'll turn around and walk the other way. Still need a sip of water, but that's okay. Because a set goes for 45 and often you don't get a break. Let me sing something. Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and grey. Look out on a summer's day. With eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hill. There is no breeze. There is no breeze. Fuck it, it's hot. God damn it, can I still hold my phone next to my boobs? Let's see, because I've got two now. And they're both out of their cases. We'll see how this sounds when I do it this way, right? And we'll be quiet. And we'll just tuck it up there nice and close. And we'll zip it up. Zip, 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 not broken. Oh God, I love this dress. You could stash a fucking pharmacy in here and get strip searched and they'd never still find it. Just depends on your skill level. Right? Totally dependent on your level of commitment to the craft of being a woman in today's day and age. Or a man, even. Or both. Or half and half. Or whatever you like. Because we got over that bit, didn't we? I'm setting the dogs off. They don't like 25 minutes worth of walking with a broom. They don't like my witchiness, but they're loud dogs anyway. And it's fucking hot all day, so they're probably just having their combo. But they don't like me much. They always bark when I'm doing my anchor posts at the park. I prefer to do them from home. Don't like to be disturbed during my nightly ritual, but I bring you guys on purpose. Accidentally, I forgot. Right? Professional forgetter here. Do it well. And I don't cry much. I don't even have to. Mostly at home. That's why when I'm crying, I don't leave. Because I never stop. And it rains buckets forever. And I dehydrate like the fucking guns. Eh? Like the guns. Firing on all cylinders. Relaxing at the pace of knot. Unknotting at the pace of knots. And how long is a piece of string? Totally dependent on the string variety. Want some string? I make it. It's free. Wicks, anyone? Who's got wax? I know someone with wax. Let's give some wax. I need wax. Anyone got some? Hey, can a cunt? I know, can a cunt. When I tried to ring you, if you have not caught up on my podcast, on my codcast yet, my codcast. If you don't know where my cod piece is at, I'm coming to your farm next year. Motherfucker, you said April. I said, why not? I'll send two boys. They said, fucking, I'm not ready for a vacation. And I said, I'm a farmer. Who wants to see Tasmania with me? Let's go there this year. Let's also go other places together. Like I promised on my Patreon that I put up and took down immediately. Because I don't like credit cards and I don't agree with debt. Because debt's stupid. Because the world doesn't operate on debt. The world operates on credit, and you get credit for what you give. I'll read you the sign when I finally get home after my pain bar. Probably lots of updates to come, because I haven't been for a walk in 2 days. Motherfucker, there's a bit of something in here, it's a lighter. Damn it. Here I was thinking there was water, and it's just my girlfriend in a bottle. Sending out an SOS. Hey. There you go. Now I'll see when I get home what this sounds like and then I'll post it. Here you go. We'll see. Hang on, hang on, hang on. Anyone there? Testies, testies. One, two. One, two. If you've ever been in hospital, then you know. You can put the earphones in a jug, right, or a cup, or a glass, and you get more volume out of them. Hey, that's how to fix earbuds. When you want louder sound. When you want better breathing, you buy candles. And you relax with one. Then you take a big deep breath. If you got a paper bag handy, stick it over your head. Don't set it on fire. Relax a little. Life's here. It'll be here when you get back. Don't panic. It's just a vacation. You're not going for a fight. Just a vacation. you want to help out someone, visit someone, meet up with some colleagues, and get away from the house, and piss off out of Sydney while they fix it for you, because you're so sick of it, you could vomit. Oh, now I'm back in the light now. Jeez, that was difficult. Now, this has been 35 minutes brought to you by my night constitutional. And how does it sound? I don't know. Where do you get it? Anchor.fm. Get it while it's hot. Use it. Because it is. I'll show you how. Listen back. Listen back. Rewind. Rewind one witch to another. Rewind. Okay? Listen. Through the panic attacks, you will hear how I get shit done. Usually with a broom, when I can walk. But they wouldn't give me personal training, so I had to join the gym for free. They're giving me a pool and everything. All I gotta do is bend you up. No worries. Fucking oath. How much is the plane fare? Fuck, when's the house? Here's some money. Thank you. I'm so tired I could faint, but I swept up those palm balls that I'm just about to walk back past, or limp, as the case may be. And you can still hear my breathing because I'm breathing past the bottle. The breath goes everywhere, motherfucker, when you're panting. And on stage, fuck it, aren't you panting? Anyone wonders why I don't take a breath? Don't need that much of it. It's always there, oxygen. The lungs and the diaphragm, they're a workable system. They taught me that when they resuscitated me. Mum reckons they didn't have to. I remember it. I went back there to find out. She got really upset. I'm sorry, Mum. Everyone gets upset when I'm around. You called me one who is loved. That's good. Guess what? It worked. Good, nice magic spell. Good, nice magic tobacco pouch bought me tobacco and just in time. Just in time for a cool walk. After the bastard stole the half a pouch I gave him and ran away with it, I got some more from a friend, a good friend, who still comes over to visit me. Cause I haven't been managed to be alienated by everyone just yet. But that's okay. Cause I don't need friends. I have friends. Heaps, actually. Wads. And they're expensive friends. I'm just not ready to dress properly yet. Gotta go op shopping. I hear the clothes are better in Brisbane. So I'm going. Yeah. I know someone up there who knows how to dress people. I know someone up there who runs a health food store. I know someone up there who runs a bottle shop. Fucking. Yeah, I know shit. Lots of shit. In actual fact. Now get away from the background anchor music. Unless you're very consistent in your use of the microphone. If you tend to podcast and talk fast, take away the background music. If you want it lively and you don't care that it's not gonna go up on YouTube and everything, use the background music. If you care about the quality of the production, use Zoom for calls. Zoom.us, go download the app. Alright? You can connect multiple parties, record via a desktop or a laptop. Alright? All free. All free. If you want to know how to do that, go over and see the guru. The guru warrior who's got rid of lupus because lupus sucks. And I lit a candle for her ages ago. I'm getting rid of my own personal issues. All at once, because that's how I do shit. Just get it done. Fuck, there's a lot of dead leaves around here. Better not be smashed glass too. Damage. Ouch. Come on, slowpoke, you can get up the fucking hill. It's not that big of a hill and you know where your house is. You ain't lost, you're just tired. Fucking tired. Exhausted from the heat. And guess what? Motherfucker, straight as a die. Tobacco only. Miracles will never cease. Don't tell my doctor. I'm going on Monday for a bigger injection. I asked him for it today because in the heat it's hard to manage. And he's going to give me 5 milligrams of OxyContin. Good on him. Like he promised. Because I need the immediate relief. And he doesn't want me on 2 slow releases at the same time. In a heat wave. And I told him I jumped off the OxyContin and shoved it in the dunny. The last 2 tablets. And then I realised it was a heat wave. And he said, I'll see you on Monday. So he's expecting to see me in pain. And guess what? I'm in agony. But it ain't showing yet. Because I'm still on high alert. High alert. I'm alert. Be alert. Your country needs more of them. Now when I get home, I'm going to bring you some music because it's party night. It's a Friday. Every fucker's on holidays. That's why it's so quiet. Everyone's inside using their internet. So I'm on my fucking bad connection on Optus. Where both SIMs have failed. Because Optus is having some kind of issue with me even though I've paid my bill. I've only got 2 bars on both phones. What's wrong with Optus's network? We don't know, but a satellite's fried somewhere. Or a tower. They haven't bothered around here. Used to be good reception on Optus. Used to be good broadband on Optus. I got to Optus because I used to be a customer. I used to be working for them when they first came to this country. And I went, choices? Yes, good. Telstra don't own me. That was the worst mistake. Because Foxtel do own me. Eventually, anyway, once they fucking finally pick up my music and run with it. Shut up, dogs. I'm trying to podcast. Jesus Christ, what do you have to do to make a living around here? Walk all night and go home and have the biggest, longest pain bath in history once the guests have finished in the bathroom. And find a fresh towel from the lounge room, which has been folded for you by a service paid for and sponsored by the Mr. Gum Mint. Well done. Well done, Newell. Not too stupid after all. Now, IQ test aside, math sucks. The world isn't numbers. The world is frequencies, for sure. Singers, meditators, people who use their voice and speak their truth know that naturally. We are creative people. And we have created a lot of garbage that we have to clean up. So, bulletin points. You ready? Clean up your mess. Note to self. Expect help from friends. You're old and broken. Alright? And yes, you do have friends. No, you're not the one who chased them away. No, you're not. You've confirmed that with every single person he's tried to blackball you with. Over the last 2 days, you've had 1,700 conversations with about 5 people. And they were very good value conversations because most of them were cut price or free. Now the neighbours with the free insulated cupboard that they didn't bother testing before they sent out have gone to bed and inside because I chased them away. I'm good at chasing everyone away. That's why they call me condensation. Because people don't like the look of me. They run away. It's great. I love it. I love it when people run away from me. Kind of gives me a bit of a swelled head. Anyway. I'm in a good mood. I'm very happy. I'm going to go do the happiness quiz now. You ready? www. Put it in. Type it. Tip. www.feelinggoodlife.com. That's all you need to know. Type it in. Search it up. Rob Pryor. Michael Adamides. And Radio on Sokolov. brought to you by peace, understanding, and love. Much, much love. Condensation. Ice water. Is it melted yet? Fuck, it's still hot out here. We've got temperature gauges everywhere. How long's this piece of string got to go? Fuck, there's not much left of it. I've only got one candle after this because I chucked all the rest away. Either that or I burnt them and I don't remember. Fuck, it's been a long weekend. Shit, it's only just started. And it's Monday tomorrow. No, it isn't. It's Saturday. Everyone else is going to be having a marvellous Saturday. Because it's their weekend. I've only just started. Damn it, I never stop. Never ever. Once I set my mind on something, it happens. Or else I keep stopping and starting and stopping and starting and stopping and starting. Yep. Just took the broom for a walk to the park. How you going, Thomas? You're live on Anchor. Guess what? Your music just went live on Anchor. What do you think about that?
Great.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Because we like it. Guess what?
Yeah.
I've got fan mail for you, but I'm not reading it to you till you clean the laundry floor for me tomorrow. See ya. Did you enjoy your shower?
Yeah.
I'm having a bath now. Don't come in.
That's all right.
Thanks for the tobacco. See, you can relax around your mates. It's all good. And yes, you have some still. Fuck, it's hot in this sauna. Alright, she says, don't come in. There's the good bong without the stem. Lovely. Alright, now here is my nice water bottle without the lid. And your friend trapped inside. Shit, I better get her out. Here we go. Long, long, long ramble. Wait for it. Wait, wait, wait for it. Turn around. Run, 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 run the bath. Run the hottest bath you've ever had, bitch. Run it good. And don't die in it and don't drown. You ready? Take the old phone in the bath, not the new one. Good girl. Still sounds fine. You just don't want to lose it because they're not selling them anymore. Anyone's got an old 6S Plus that's huge that they want to sell. Any country, I'm happy to take it off your hands for a negotiable price of music or free and I'll get it fixed. Because I like the 6S Plus and I have the case that I like for it. Except the phone is fucked. I'm taking it to Broadway. But got a few problems with that. It's going to hurt, and I can't afford it this week, and I'm going to get in big shit. So, it's not an ultimatum. It is a request. Trust me, I'm tired, and I'm sick, and it's not my fault. And it's all good. I'll get over it.
Long ramble, huh? Alright, and when the bath is running, I have to be a little louder, but you can still fucking hear it for sure, mate. I've listened back, and if you're not listening properly, maybe you haven't heard it over the bath. Maybe you haven't bothered to hear it over the bath, and that's fine, I understand completely that you're busy. But you know what? I've got four jobs, three of them are kids. I work hard too, it's just I don't get paid for any of it. So I work on a strictly volunteer basis. It's not through lack of capacity. If there's one thing I know. It's the distance between us that keeps us away. Oh, peel it off. Get it off. Go on, that expensive Ninja sweat line.
Yeah.
Instead of being a quick collectible plastic once you get to a certain amount of time. Never stress, there's no for this. Don't want it. By the way, vagina's an acquired taste. No two are alike. If you've got one, flaunt it while you've got it. Oh, because it did go away. Ow. Look after your box while it's looking after you. Otherwise, once they cut it out from cancer, you might die. But not if you don't let the doctors tell you. Because if you don't accept prognoses, they don't happen. You see? Doctors are funny like that. You're walking paradoxes just like me. Just like me. One little walking paradox after another. Wow. Maybe I'm just a performer. I don't know. Maybe I was born to this. I don't know how I got here. Fuck, it's been a long bit though. Jesus Christ, I could use a bite. Fuck, I'm hot. Still, I had 40. Jesus. I never lie about my age. I never have. I made lots of money still. Honestly, tax-free, cash-deductible, fucking never stolen anything from anyone, money. Oh my god, and I did it the hard way. The very fucking hardest way possible. Wait for it, slip in there. Ah, fall in. That was nice. Next best thing to a spa, my god, is unlimited hot water in a housing commission house that you own. My god damn, I don't own it yet. Motherfuckers, how much does housing sell these places for these days? This place is full of mold. Oh, you drive any cunt crazy, they won't be able to move this. This is land. They're gonna fucking pull this down and sell it for land. That's why they didn't renovate it properly. They did it on the cheap. But guess what? They're not allowed to move me because I'm the craziest motherfucker they've ever made. So, housing is sorted. Ding. Well done, you all. I did that before breakfast. Then I had a muffin that my good friend brought over. She is now my personal assistant, even though she doesn't know it. She's got a new job. She's only going to drop my kid to school for me when the husband will allow it. If he doesn't keep undoing all my work, we could have it made like 4 years ago, six even. But he doesn't listen to a word I say because he's learned to tune me out because I talk constantly. You know what? If I could just shut up a bit, I'd be right. But I don't shut up naturally. Not really, because I've learned to talk underwater with a mouth full of dicks. Trust me, it's a skill. Haven't done it in handcuffs yet, but I'm willing to try under supervision with a good doctor in the house. Who gives a fuck, right? Not me. Nothing's free. Motherfuckers, everything in this digital age is going to be free. Get used to it. Digitus is free, except you've got to pay for it. So, if you want the world to keep existing, stop breeding, keep working, start giving. Doesn't matter what religion you give to, doesn't matter what cause you give to. If you're able to work, look after your neighbours. John said it best, not my doctor, the original John they printed first. Out of the Gutenberg, which I've never looked at. One day I will. I read it this morning. I read the Gideons this morning. It's red, so I'm allowed, because I was dressed in red. And I don't think I'm going to church tomorrow, because I got an 8 a.m. with Summer. For which I need $500 a month. Because I want to come to the USA and meet y'all. That's my goal for this year. Yes, sir. You may, yes. But leave the door shut. Yes, thank you. The air conditioner's for the bedroom. To cool the computer down.
Not the people. The people can suffer with me. Still recording after an hour. Jesus Christ, it's good. Anchor's got guts, I'll tell you. They put themselves out on a limb for us. And I hope they realise that we've done the same. Maria, if you got this far, congratulations, you got me into my pain bar after my own personal physio that I did myself in the park. And now I'll go listen to your CD after my bath, whenever the fuck that occurs. Because I've got no pot. I'm fucking tired. I've had 2 smokes, no drinks. Fuck, I'm thirsty. But I just jumped in. Because I'm not a bad diver. And my ankles work. Wait for it. Don't get so tired you drop your syringe, because if you wash it again, you won't be able to fix it. Night, night, Angela. See you after my fucking soak.